Hello and good morning everyone. Welcome to this meeting of Stafford Borough Council's Planning Committee. My name is Brendan McKeown and I'll be chairing this meeting. Just a couple of points before we start. If you have a mobile phone, can you please set it to silent mode or switch it off? And can I ask members of the public to refrain from commenting from the public gallery? On my right, I have officers from the Planning Department, and on my left, I have officers from the Law and Administration Department. Officers from the Planning Department will present each application separately, or in this case, the only item on the agenda. Members of the public who have indicated to speak will be given 3 minutes, and I will indicate when 2 minutes have gone, and you have 1 minute to go. Ward members are entitled to speak for up to 5 minutes. An audio recording is being taken and it will be published on the Council's website. Members of the committee are reminded they do not enjoy any immunity as that enjoyed by our colleagues in Parliament. Members may only deal with the planning applications before them in accordance with the National Planning Policy Framework and the local plan, together with any other relevant planning matters. So we have only one item on this particular meeting. Minutes of previous ones, have they happened to sign? I'll sign them afterwards, sorry. Okay. Any apologies?
Councillors Kenny, Jones and Spencer.
Thank you. Declaration of members' interests or lobbying? No?
I did have a bit of lobbying, Councillor Spencer.
Okay. It's been lobbied by Councillor Spencer. But that's not influenced you all?
No.
Okay, right. Any delegated applications to deal with? No? Right, planning applications, page 3, and this is for 21/37948, which this committee approved a few weeks ago, but we didn't approve it with any relevant conditions. So I'm going to ask the officers to present a suggested list of conditions for you to consider.
Thank you, Chairman. As you say, this was considered on the 1st of November when the committee voted to approve the application contrary to the recommendations. Just on page 4 of your agenda, start of the second paragraph, there's just a typo in terms of the application number. It should be 23379488 HOU, the same as at the top of the page. You'll see that what we've done here is to put together a short report quite quickly to be able to get it to this meeting, setting out what the considerations are in terms of conditions, something I know we've covered in the planning training that you've had anyway. What you'll see further down page 5 is, and then to page 6 is what we consider to be appropriate conditions for this type of an application. This basically a standard 3-year commencement condition. Second one is relating to the drawing number. If you remember, there was an amendment just before the last meeting, so it refers to that specific plan, which I'll show you in a moment. And then the third condition is in relation to external materials. Basically, walls and roof to match those of the existing dwelling. So just take you through the images. So this is if you remember, this is the location, and all of the photographs are towards the front of the property. The first two are from the road. So you can see on here the type of materials that are used. And then particularly in that one, it shows you, because you can also see on this where the previous extension has been to the right. And then this is the amended plan. And if you recall from what I said at the previous meeting, it slightly reduces the ridge line on the front projection. So that's the extension, if you remember, is on the front of the property. So in effect, we're going from that to this, and it brings the ridge of the extension just below the main ridge line. So Chairman, the recommendation, well, I've set out the conditions that I think are appropriate. I'm not necessarily recommending that you adopt those, but you do need to adopt some conditions if you do approve this application. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. We have the speaker in support, Hannah Heath. Thank you. Okay, let me know when you're ready. You have 3 minutes, as you know, and we'll let you know when you 1 minute to go. I appreciate David Heath.
That's right.
If you do decide to speak instead of Hannah, then Hannah will be able to speak again. Okay, thank you. But you'll still have 3 minutes.
Firstly, I would like to thank you for recognising the merits of our application at the previous meeting and confirm we are happy with the proposed planning conditions and reasons for them, understanding they are all in standard in nature. However, our planning consultant Ben from NICE has advised us it is not standard that our application has been referred to committee a second time to handle conditions. As a newcomer to this process, it came as a huge shock with a great deal of stress and anxiety when we were notified the application was being considered again. After the proposed approval at the last meeting, we were greatly relieved that we could make our house work for our children, grandparents and home working, especially after the effort and expense that had gone into the application and the turmoil we went through during that meeting. It was devastating to suddenly hear this was not final due to a technicality that was not our fault, especially breaking this to our children. Our planning consultant has assured us the purpose of today's meeting is solely to deal with the planning conditions. In 25 years' experience, he has never come across a resolution to grant permission being revisited at committee a second time and presumes this is even less likely considering there are no neighbour objections, the key planning issues or subjective matters you can form your own judgment on, and the low prominence of our home that is well screened from the roads and sits side onto it. In 2017, the council granted permission for an extension of comparable size, form and appearance next door but one of woodcutters. Woodcutters involved a higher percentage increase in size, an overall larger dwelling and has a similar appearance from the road to our proposal. We understand consistency in decision making is something council strive to achieve and trust you will maintain your original decision, particularly as local plan policy enables flexibility to be applied where justified due to the character and appearance of the local area and for you to form your own view on the acceptability of the design, including the context of policies C5 and N1 and the design SPD. The centre of our concern has been a possible misunderstanding that the reasons for granting permission would be considered today rather than the reasons for the conditions. Your reason for approval from the previous committee is clear. We are very pleased you shared our view that the proposed extension would be proportionate to the type and character of the dwelling and surrounding area within a spacious plot,
1 minute, Hannah,
a good distance from neighbouring properties and acceptable in terms of residential amenity. We've thought long and hard about the design and believe it is an excellent, well thought out plan with no wasted space and offering much needed shelter from the busy roads. It is of low prominence and will not result in any damaging change to our home's appearance or its surroundings. Additionally, we intend to plant some trees along our boundary with the road to enhance the street scene. The requirement for this could be covered by a planning condition requiring a planting scheme if you consider this necessary. We pray that democracy will run its course and you will not revisit the merits of granting permission and put us through any further distress. We urge you to follow through with your original decision and support the officer recommendation to improve the proposed planning conditions. Thank you for listening and for the families for being sensitive to the stress we have experienced on this match already.
Thank you. Well battled.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, if you'd like to go back, thank you.
Thank you.
Councillor Beattie, are you speaking on this? You have 5 minutes. I'll let you know when you have 1 minute to go.
Thank you, Chairman. I was quite confused by this recall, as were the applicants. And
I have to say, if it's simply to review conditions, then I've absolutely no part to play and really nothing to say over and above what's been stated in the latest officer's report. I would like to say, though, that I assume that the issue to be dealt with is that of planning conditions, but I respectfully point out that the Council's Planning Committee procedure rules require that, in inverted commas, the reasons for a decision, as stated in the proposition, will be recorded in the minutes, which they were. If they are unclear, the officers will ask for clarification before the vote is taken, which they did. So clearly, if members' reasons for approval weren't clear, that would have been highlighted before the vote was taken, and they should not be revisited today. Members' reasons for approval were summarised in the new officer report. I was also surprised that the chairman was asked to vote with a clear majority in favour of the application at 5-3 on the evening.
Just a point. I wasn't asked to vote. I voted voluntarily.
And what I don't know is whether that's something that is allowed. I know that the chairman has casting vote, but
the chairman can vote.
Yes, do.
Okay. So we have a local couple bringing up their children in the parish, very involved with local activities, parish activities, village activities. They're providing for a grandparent in this cottage. They're both working from home, they're contributing to the rural economy, and they're preserving carbon footprint. They've designed the house with care and thought, and they want to make a proportionate family home. They're undertaking impressive tree planting, as Hannah pointed out, including along the boundary with the highway. And I can't imagine they have objections to the usual conditions, which they have said they would not have. So just to paraphrase, my original suggested reasons for approval were basically taking account, if you want to write it down, you're welcome to do so, taking account of the form and location of other dwellings in the local rural area, and the manner some of them have been extended, the proposed extension and size of the resulting dwelling will be proportionate to the type and character of the existing dwelling and surrounding area and acceptable in the countryside, satisfying the plan for Stafford Borough policy C5C(2). The proposed extension will be subservient to the existing building, set within a spacious plot and a positive solution to the applicant's need for additional accommodation and the current constraints of the dwelling, including its unusual position within the plot, and an acceptable design overall, satisfying policy N1 and design SBD. The appearance of the dwelling from the road will also be in keeping with the appearance of other dwellings in the vicinity. The original officer report also points out that given that the dwelling is relatively isolated, there's no architectural character to uphold when considering the surrounding area. The design of the extension is entirely appropriate in this context. Consequently, the proposal will not have an adverse impact on the character of Rose Cottage or its surroundings and the countryside in general, and would be acceptable in all other respects, including in relation to residential amenity. The granting of planning permission for this proposed extension will be in keeping with previous decision making nearby and thus justified and acceptable in the countryside.
Thank you very much. You, if you'd like to return to the public gallery, please. Thank you. Okay, just to remind committee then, we're not talking about planning permission here, we are talking about the conditions that the officers have drawn up. You have three conditions essentially on page 5. Yeah. Anyone want to comment on those? Councillor Frank James.
I propose that we accept the officer's National Planning Policy Framework 1, 2 and 3.
Anyone want to comment before we go to anything? Councillor Cross.
Can we also add that there's a landscaping condition to include the planting of trees along the boundary and whatever other landscaping is necessary? And also, can we add the usual one about the times of work in progress? usually 8 till 5, isn't it, something like that, and no work on Saturdays, Sundays and bank holidays.
So can I just clarify that a moment? So along that front boundary, it's probably described that as a overgrown hedge.
Yeah.
I don't know whether that's a fair comment. So in terms of tree planting, where were you suggesting?
The narrative.
Well, I think, as I said, with the landscaping plan, that will include the planting of trees.
Okay. So like almost a generic landscaping condition. Okay. And the other condition you suggested was the normal working
hours. Normal working conditions, 8 till 5, and no work at weekends and bank holidays.
And the landscaping, this where we have the standard phrase about the 5 years, anything that fails?
It would be submission of a landscaping plan to us and then implementation of that. So issue she'd done as two separate conditions.
Okay. Any more? Councillor Reid.
Can I just ask a question? It's about the condition two and what we've heard today. Is there anything in what we've heard today from the people contributing that contradicts condition two?
Do you have any particular points there?
We've had extensive contributions that really only served to confuse me really about what we're doing here. There's a condition here that's quite simple, but we had a lot of contribution from the applicants, and there seemed to be a lot of worry that what they're... So the question is what we're saying here the condition that's, that we are agreeing?
Why I think you heard what you did from the applicant is that the head of law and government has confirmed that, first of all, he confirmed that there are no delegated powers for officers to impose conditions, which is the top on page, second paragraph on page 5. And secondly, when we were asked the direct question, was this simply about conditions or could there be a debate about the merits of the approval, then his answer is it could be. So that I can't say you can only consider conditions because clearly it could go wider. Now, nobody suggested revisiting the decision, but that's a technical possibility. So that's why there was that. Does that explain?
We can't control what planning committee decides.
Yep.
So if you were minded that you wanted to revisit the decision, that would be up to yourselves.
Okay.
And also through you, Chair. Councillor James, when you said you mentioned the National Planning Policy Framework when you moved that decision. Do you mean the conditions are set out here?
Yes.
Right, okay.
Thank you. Any more speakers? Councillor Jones.
Councillor James has made a proposal that this application is approved.
These conditions are?
With the conditions as outlined, amended with the additional of Councillor Cross had mentioned, that I will second that.
Okay. So you're fully understanding that we've got the three conditions here, which the officers have set out, and then Councillor Cross has added a landscaping scheme to be submitted with the normal conditions in terms of any failure, and also the hours of working by Councillor Gareth Jones. Is that
everyone? Is Councillor James happy with those and
yes,
those?
Yes,
you're happy with that. Okay, so that's been seconded. Councillor Frank James proposed, Councillor Gareth Jones seconded. All those in favour of adopting these conditions?
Six.
Okay. Okay, that's carried. Thank you very much. And the application is approved. The conditions are.